Okay, hello.
Carmen and Tom Breedlove play at home with their 2-year-old son, Buck, the night before her 8th and final chemotherapy infusion at the IU Simon Cancer Center.
Okay, what's his name?
My name's Kermit.
Oh, his name's Kermit. What is he? Is he an elephant?
Tom was diagnosed at 40 with testicular cancer just days after they found out Carmen was pregnant with Buck.
Having him now, I sometimes feel that we were all brought together when we needed each other the most. And we needed our son to help us get through this.
Yes. He's so strong and so such a good boy. And he's so laid back. And I just love him more than you ever knew you could love. But he gets me through it.
Carmen was diagnosed when she was 40, about a year after Buck was born. The first recommended screening for colorectal cancer is a colonoscopy at age 50. But Carmen wants people to be aware of symptoms and insist on being screened if they suspect something is wrong. Her first symptom was extreme fatigue, which she attributed to being a new mom, followed by stomach problems.
And I just thought, oh, I'm allergic to gluten, or it's just my diet, because when I would eat better, I would feel better. So I would take probiotics, and I would stop drinking coffee, and I just tried everything under the sun, and my stomach still hurt. So I told my doctor several times, my internist, and he, you know, just didn't think anything of it. And so he would say, stop drinking shakes that are, you know, with spinach and things in them. So I would stop doing that, and my stomach still hurt.
Until she told him about increasing blood in her stool.
So he had me go to a colonoscopy, and it was on May 11th, which 11 is our lucky number. We met on 11-11, and I found out I had cancer on May 11th, which is good because they found it, thank God.
An American Cancer Society study published in February shows slight increases in colon and rectal cancers in younger people.
One out of every 4 rectal cancers is being diagnosed in someone under 55.
Dr. Otis Brawley, Chief Medical Officer for ACS, says more study is needed to determine the reason for the increase. And while the recommended age for colonoscopy remains 50, he says if someone in your immediate family's been diagnosed with colorectal cancer, then your first screening should be 10 years before the age that family member was diagnosed.
So maybe I'll do these blue ones for fillers and this on the top.
During her final infusion on lucky April 11th, Carmen passes the time making a bracelet, a skill she learned from art therapists. 8 special beads signify each chemo treatment.
And it just helps me just not think about, just to be off in my own world. I don't know, it is therapy. And I'm so glad they offer that to all the cancer patients.
Unhooked from the infusion IV, Carmen, Tom, and Buck make their way to the center of the unit so she can ring a bell symbolizing the end of her treatment.
Thank you, everyone, for helping me. It's been 11 months and I was stage 4 and they got my cancer. Woo!
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Danoon.